It's something that's very common, and you don't have to look for it in a special place. You would say that you can find it just about.
Something that's very common, you say, universal, you know, something is universal. Is that what you mean?
Uh-huh. If somebody says, I'm trying to find a blade of grass, you say, don't be silly, you can find a blade of grass
anywhere in the lawn, in the lawn.
What do you call the trenches cut by a plow?
Call what?
The trenches cut by a plow.
Furrows.
If you've had a good yield, you say we raised a big...
large crop.
If you got rid of all the brush and trees on the land, you say you've done well.
I've cleared it, that's all I can think of. We've cleared the land. Awful lot of these questions are about farming, aren't they?
Yes.
Agriculture.
The names and the words used out on farms are more likely to be regionally different than a lot of the city terms.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call the old dry dead grass that is left on the ground after the winter?
After it's been cut, after the winter, you say? Well, dead grass is all I know. You don't mean hay after it's cut. Dead grass, I don't know what else.
Would you call it a second cutting, or a rowing, or aftermath, or latter math?
I've never heard the aftermath or the other term.
Wheat is tied up into what kind of a shape?
What is cut up?
Wheat. Wheat is tied up.
Oh, tied up into bundles?
And the bundles are piled up into...
I don't know what the word is.
About how many bundles would you put together?
I haven't any idea.
And what is the measure you use to talk about how much wheat you get for it?
Bushels.
What do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
What to do with oats for what?
To separate the grain from the rest of it.
Is that winnow or is that hull or hulling? I'm not sure.
I think sometimes they thrash them.
They what?
They thrash them.